sorry I wasn't able to do yesterday. Just kidding. Up. Yeah, let's pick it up from four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Cluster of Dimi. So the Gemara says, Cluster of Dimi, Amud of Yechon, and Lishon, and Lishas, and Yeris, and Malchus. Rashi says, I feel a mitzvah, ve'afilu, I don't know what the vav and ve'afilu in Rashi is. Ve'afilu mitzvah kala. It's not our guess in the Gemara, and I don't even know what it could mean. What's the vav? Ve'afilu, what Rashi had the Gemara vav, ve'afilu mitzvah kala. Anyway, so Rashi says, what's Shad? Also, I'm not sure if this Rashi, if you Mr. Kali Yorg Val Yavar, which one is it going on? Because we have two members. The first of Dimi Omer Beichon that I just read, that the Shas Deres HaMalchus, I feel Mr. Kali Yorg Val Yavar. Then we have another member, Kiosli Robin Omer Beichon, I feel the Shalei B'Shas Deres HaMalchus, the Omer El Abitzino, I will be Ferhesi, I feel Mr. Kali Yorg Val Yavar. So Rashi says, I feel Mr. Kali Yorg Val Yavar, Shoyagilo Ebi Kachodim Lahamiches El Abobis Lutach. So is Rashi going on the first one? Is it going on the second one? What's the Dibur Maskli? Which one in the Gemara is it going on? Chai, the Pashtus and Rashi is going on the first one. But the second one, the Din of Paresi, the Gemara is going to explain that it's Kiddush Hashem. Behemshich. The Nikdashti B'Seif B'nei Yisrael. With Paresi, there's a Nikdashti B'Seif B'nei Yisrael. B'Seif B'nei Yisrael is Asar. So the Pshutoi, Rashi is coming to explain the first one of Xeris HaMalchus, which is Afilu B'Tzino. So you don't have a Nikdashti B'Seif B'nei Yisrael. So Rashi says, but Shaloi Yagil Ha'akum Lehamer Chesal Avobis Lekach. I think the ring in the Rashi is they're actually learning that it's like two different reasons. That's what Rashi over here is supplying. The Gemara supplies the reason for Farhesio. When Nikdashi B'Seif B'nei Yisrael, Kid the Farhesio, the Gemara B'Hemish is going to say when it's Lahavar Yisrael Adas, not when it's Lahavar Yisrael Adas, but Farhesio, so there's an issue of Nikdashi B'Seif B'nei Yisrael, but what about B'Tzino? So Rashi says, B'Shas G'Zeres HaMalchus. Rashi says, B'Shas G'Zeres HaMalchus. I think that's the Chorah that's B'Shas in Rashi. But he's saying this is a different reason. If it's a Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, so the Malchus is in gear to stamp out the Shmiras Hadas. So therefore, there's a special chiyuv to be Meiser Nefesh in order to fight back. Because if we don't fight back, then the Malchus is going to say, "Oh, we can just get away with it with impunity." So therefore, we have to. There's a special agenda, and the Chorah is not a Kiddush Hashemdik agenda. It's a different agenda of it's a different agenda. Shlo Yagilu Hakam L'Hamer Chesel Avavus L'Kach. That's the mashma here in Rashi. The Ran, I think, is mashma otherwise. Have a Ran. Anybody have a Ran? The Ran is a bit of a strange arichus here. But time in the milsa, why by Xeris HaMalchus do you have to be Meiser Nefesh? So far, I don't know. I don't see here Chil Hashem. I see you have to. So classes chizuk connectum shle l'kayim machshavtum. Then the Ran goes on and he says v'im shomalehem to the akum. I feel the chadik hadorim hadorim is parsim. If they shematzu sheilu gzeirosim l'fichach yorgal yavar. So The Rabbi adds that Peshat there is a Malchus. I feel a bit similar. Why Shalom and Misparsim? What does he have to add Shalom and Misparsim? And if it's not Misparsim, what's this Tisef? It's not Shalom and Misparsim. And then he goes on and he says, "Vizeo Kiddush Hashem, V'Avas Hamavkam Hakelelus L'Chol Bnei Yisrael." And that's the idea of Kiddush Hashem. He also does say Kiddush Hashem. Aval Shein Daitin L'Havir. Because here he says, this is Kiddush Hashem. Aval Shein Daitin L'Havir Kolos Yisrael El Yochid Echad Miyisrael L'Shnayim. What if it's not the Shas Teres HaMalchus? It's just one Yochid. Not Xeres HaMalchus, but one Yochid who wants to be Mavir a Yisrael Al Adas. Imu B'Fayesim P'nei Yisrael Miyisrael Yehoriz Al Yavir. Who B'Tzina Yavir V'Al Yehoriz. So I see in the Ran two things. First of all, the Ran says that the reason why B'Shas Leres HaMalchus is Yehorg L'Yavra Afilu B'Tzino is because Adam and Misparsa. B'Shas Leres HaMalchus, the Malchus has an agenda to publicize their victories. So even if it's B'Chadir Chador, but the Malchus will be Mepharsim it. That's number one. Who told him what pushed the Ran to say that? Number two, the Ran also adds that B'Tzino, you have to be B'Shas Leres HaMalchus, rather, you have to fight back against the Malchus, L'Chayim HaShavtum. And he says, and that's Kiddush Hashem. V'zeu Kiddush Hashem, V'yavus HaMalchum HaKalel HaKalel HaZechol Bnei Yisrael. What does that do with Kiddush Hashem? Mech Teis, that has anything to do with Kiddush Hashem. So it sounds to me like the Ran is learning that both things have to do with Kiddush Hashem. That both Gzeres HaMalchus B'Tzino and Shalei B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus B'Peresia, it's the same idea of Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem is only B'Soich Bnei Yisrael, has to be B'Asorim Yisrael. Says, where's the Asorim Yisrael? By Gzeres HaMalchus, where's the Asorim Yisrael? So he says, because B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, Adovim is Parsim. So it's the equivalent of a Paresia. That's number one. But then the Ran also, but I also see in the Ran that the Ran learns that the Pshat and Kiddush Hashem is to fight back Shloi L'Kayim HaShavtov. Shloi L'Kayim HaShavtov. That's a Kiddush all by itself. I would have thought Kiddush Hashem is to show what a big Maimon you are. People say, ooh, he's a big Maimon. That's Kiddush Hashem. B'Soich B'Nei Yisrael. The Ran says, and that's the idea of B'Soich B'Nei Yisrael, that's why you have to have a Sarim Yisrael. You make a public spectacle of a public display of Emunah. And not being Mekayim L'Gzeres HaMalchus is a different idea. But the Ran says, not being Mekayim L'Gzeres HaMalchus, so L'Kayim HaShavtom, that itself is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. It seems to me that there's another Kiddush here in the Ran as well. The Ran is saying that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, what's that Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem? Not that we're used to thinking. Kiddush Hashem is, I show that I'm a Maimon, I'm willing to sacrifice, to die on Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is that he's a good example for others. It's Peshas, there's Gzeres HaMalchus. The Goyim wanted me to mevatel Klal Yisrael from Yiddishkeit. So if he behaves in such a way that he shows it, that he makes a good example for Asorim Yisrael, for the Rabbin, of fighting back, of standing up, so then he encourages the Rabbin. And that encouraging the Rabbim, that itself, that's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And demoralizing the Rabbim, that's the mitzvah of Chiddush Hashem, that's the Aver of Chiddush Hashem. Vizuhi Kiddush Hashem, that's the, you see the Sirif Ador, I'll read it to you again from the beginning. I think that's where in the Ran, it's all in the same boat. The Gzeres HaMalchus B'Tzino, and the Shalei B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus B'Peresio, you see the Ran is tying everything together. It's one idea. What's the idea? That when the Goy wanted to be Mavir Yisrael Al-Adas, so if the Jews as a whole are not going to fight back, so it's going to be the end of the story. So every person who stands up and resists, even though he gets killed, so he's a sacrifice. But at least, but he infuses the Rabbim with the courage to go on, and the Rabbim learned from that. And every Yochid who succumbs, and the Rabbim hears about it, so he demoralizes the Rabbim. And eventually, if the Rabbim are demoralizing, the Goyim are going to be victorious. And if the Rabbim are not demoralized and they continue to resist, so eventually the Goyim will give up. And that's the mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. And that's what Ran over here is saying. Let me read again from the beginning. Ben B'tzina Ben B'Fer. That by Gzeres HaMalchus is Ben B'tzina Ben B'Fer. Esio. V'tayim and Emilso. Shevishah Shumas. And I think it's going on everything. Shevishah Shumas Oilem Ocheishum Levatel Yisohem and Atayra. Sorech Lasek Chizik Kenegom. Shulakayim Achshavtom. You have to resist in order, even though it's passive resistance. You have to resist. Shulakayim Achshavtom. V'mutav Shehogu Kamen Yisrael. V'esachas Men Atayra Leiti Botel. So you say, so he's not hurting the cause, so nobody's going to know about it. So he said, no. it will be misparsim. The goyim will be misparsim it. That this fellow was over the zohar b'tzino. He was mekayim arg zera. So they'll tell everybody. And that itself is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But if it's not Xeris HaMalchus and all of Klal Yisrael, you're only trying to be maver one yochid al adas, or a couple of yachinim al adas. So then if it's b'faresio, then it's still yohar v'al yavar. L'chora, doesn't say b'faresio. The Gemara says, that's v'nikdashti. But he just told me v'nikdashti means to fight back against Xeris HaMalchus. This is also, this is not Xeris all of Klal Yisrael, but it's Xeris on him. If the Akum could be Geiser and a Yochid to be Eber Al Ados, and Adonim is Parsim, then that would also be a Riffian in Shmir Sadas. Akaponim, what I wanted, I mean, it's loud, we move them here, but Akaponim, my heritage is that it's not like Rashi. Even though you could say that's also Rashi said, Shalakilu Akum Lahamir Chesel of Ovis Pekach, in a way that what Rashi says, maybe that is the Ram. But Rashi doesn't say anything here about Kiddush Hashem. That he leaves for the Gemara later on. Rashi should explain the Ram of Kiddush Hashem. If he meant like the Ram, that this is the meaning of Kiddush Hashem, so on Kiddush Hashem, Rashi should explain. I don't know, my sense is, I can't say for sure, my feeling is in Rashi. But Rashi is not like the Ram. Rashi is separating the two Gemaras. That the Gemara later, Rashi is explaining not the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Farhesi is Kiddush Hashem, that's the Gemara later on. Here it's not al Kiddush Hashem, so it's a different halacha. Rashi explains, this is a different idea. Rashi says in Malchus, "Shelo yagilu ha'akum l'hamir chesel avavas b'kach." Also, it's not like Ran in a different way, because even on the Ran, it's an idea of fighting back against the Akum, but the fighting back is to show a good example to the other Jews. And that's the idea of Kiddush Hashem. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that the Jews should learn. It's misparsim adava by Jews, and they will learn either to give in or not to give in if he's mekadosh Hashem or he's mechal Hashem. Rashi doesn't say anything about Jews. Rashi talks about the goyim. Every Jew succumbs, so the goyim get the idea that Yadeno Vasus, Yadeno Roma. So we could continue. Doesn't say anything about the Jews. So I think even on the face of it, I think it's not like the Rashi. And that's what I'm saying. That the Rashi learning this has nothing to do with Kiddush Hashem. It's Bitsinatan. Nobody finds out about it. No Jews find out about it, but the Malchus knows about it, and the Malchus will be Misrago to the Lahamir Chesel Avos. It could be negated to something else also. The Gemara then goes on and says, "My mitzvah kala omer rava bar Yitzchok omer rav afilu l'shinuyi arkas of the mitzvah." So Rashi learns arkas of the mitzvah is the minug yisro, minug tzniyos shenogu yisro, minug ba'alma, but it's a minug psayidish minug. It's not an astama minug. It's a minug that's derech yisro. Derech yisro liyos tznuyim. So that's a mitzvah kala on which to be meis nefesh. So this Gemara about my mitzvah kala, if you look at it in the Sana, we had mitzvah kala twice now. We had mitzvah kala by Xeris HaMalchus. I do mitzvah kala, that was the first Gemara. And then we had more proximate Gemara that the Befaresia is, I feel mitzvah kala, Yahar Gal Yahar. Which one, or both, is the Gemara now explaining? My mitzvah kala is going on both? Is it only going on one? Maybe the most recent one? Which one is it going on? So the Pashtus is, Pashtus and Pesach can be safe, if assumes another Pashtus, that is going on both. Both Begzeris and both Beshach Zeris and Malchus, and Shalei Beshach Zeris and Malchus, but if it was Beferesio, and the Havre Yisrael Adas, so he has to be Moshe Nefesh, Afil Al-Arkas and the Mesana. That's the Pashtus in the Gemara. The Smag, in the Sif points this out, in the Hamak Shela, in Pashas Eira, there's a shiltus about the sugya, which I didn't give in the Maramok, but there's a shiltus about the sugya, and then Sif has a lot of interesting things. So then Sif points out that the smag is mashmuri learned that the Arkas of the Masana is only the second Gemara. Because the smag, when it brings this Gemara, so first the smag says that Bashas Eira Samalchus, Afilu Misvakala Yorub El Yavar, will learn Sparish, what exactly is a Misvakala. It doesn't say what the level exactly of a Misvakala. And then he brings the Gemara about, I feel the Shalei B'Shach there some alphas, but it was before Hesio. I feel a mitzvah kala yoreg al yaver. My mitzvah kala, I think he brings the Gemara, but Arkas in the Masada. So the Siv is medayik in the Smag. It's not even a dip. The Farish in the Smag. But the Smag learned that Arkas in the Masada is only on the second Gemara about the Farishio. But the first Gemara about Shach there some alphas doesn't say what's the level of mitzvah kala, and that maybe has a different gender. So what would be the pshat in that? Fili Rana, I don't think it makes any, doesn't make any sense. But the Fili Rashi, there's really two different Gemaras. Zeres Hamalflus is Shalyagilu Akim Lahamich Salavavas Bekach. But the Goyim shouldn't get used to being Goyzik Zeres on Yisrael. And the second Gemara, that Behestia, that's a Gemara better than Nikdashti B'Sayyid B'nai Yisrael. So maybe this is not hellish. If it's two different Gemara, maybe they don't have the same rules. Maybe the first Gemara, Shalyagilu Akim Lahamich Salavavas, not to encourage the Goyim to be Goyzik Zeres. Maybe that refers to Gzeres and Mitzvahs. Gzeres and Isurim. Gzeres and Stam and how to tie your shoelaces. I don't know that we have an agenda that Goyim shouldn't make rules about how to tie the shoelaces. So there maybe Mitzvah Kalav there means an Avera Mamish. A small Avera. So it's parish exactly how small is small. You know, how small does this Avera have to be that we have such a halach? A Sheikh and Feresi and a Dashi Psech and Esol. There the Gemara says, Kiddush Hashem is to be most in Ephesh even for a minig Yisrael. If it's the Harbo Yisrael Adas and it's Mimokim, that's a Kiddush Hashem. To show that even Minhogi Yisrael is Moshe Nefesh, well, that creates a Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, Yishlodim, why exactly is it different? But Akoponim, once we say these are different Gemaras, so it allows at least for me to say that maybe they don't have the same parameters. In Tur, Lechor, it's Maduik, the other way around, although it's very surprising. The Tur, Mamashaket, the Tur, when he brings the Gemara about, the Tur brings everything backwards. First he brings the Halacha Parashya. And he says, "Beferesi, you have to be moist and nefesh for a few limits for kala." And then, like Beferesi, you have to be moist and nefesh even for a mitzvah kala. He wants to say the Rambam in the Torah. First, he brings that Beferesi, you have to be moist and nefesh even for a mitzvah kala. And don't say what a mitzvah kala is. I don't even think says the words. Nobody has a Twitter, right? I don't even know if he used the words mitzvah kala. He says, even for Shabbos, it's not only for the Gimel HaNeres Chamuras, but for any mitzvah, you have to be Maisa Nefesh. Kala mitzvah. So I don't even know if he uses the word mitzvah kala, to check. And then he brings the halacha of and he's also there. He's mechalak to Hanas Atzmai, not Hanas Atzmai. And then he says, "But b'shas gzeres hamalchus, so you have to be moser nefesh afilu alakas of the mesala." So it's lechorim meduyik in tur. The meskeim say it can't be, but lechor at face value says it can't be. But lechor at face value, it would sound like in the tur. That the tur learned that akin the mesala is only by gzeres hamalchus, but if it's not gzeres hamalchus. But it's b'seich asar Yisrael, you know, shaloi b'shach seres malchus, but asar Yisrael, so then there's no din of akas in the Messiah. Then it has to be an aver mamash. Which I could also hear in Svar. Now, once we're in the chalak in Svar, so I could hear that too, the other way around. We'll say, what is b'shach seres malchus, shaloi gilakim, l'hamrech, hasel of obis pekach? So the goyim have to know not to make zeres at all. You know, even if it's a chais, mitzitzu b'peh. No, the goyim should know they don't shepherd with the others. You know, we have our so that's even akas in the mesana. Now shenkin the aloch when it's not shas yeres hamalchus, but stam kiddush Hashem berabim. So you have to be moist and nefesh for a mitzvah, but to be moist and nefesh for how to tie your shoelaces is meichatesu. Was in svar I could hear the tour in a way I could hear the tour even faster than the smak, more intuitive than the smak. Just dochak in the gemara, because then it means that my mitzvah kala is not going on the. It's funny in the gemara. Because then my mitzvah kala is not going on the mitzvah kala we just mentioned, but it's going on the mitzvah kala three lines ago. You know, I could be saying more the other way around. Then my mitzvah kala is the mitzvah kala that we just said, but the mitzvah kala before we're not explaining. But if we take the Torah at face value, then he has to be saying when the Gemara says my mitzvah kala is going back to the first case of Gzeres HaMalchus, but it's not going on the proximate case of Paris. So I don't know. But Kapanim. In Smag it's Mefurish that it's the other way around. That Akas and Masana is only in Feres. Gzeres HaMalchus Leis Parish was the gather of Mitzvah Kala. Yes, Sirashi was that Akas and Masana means a minug. Minug Snias. There's a Taisus in Shabbos, interesting Taisus in Shabbos. Taisus in Shabbos, Dachmentes. Testament Aleph, Taisa says Avasana means that it's a Jewish way to tie shoelaces, not that it's a minute sneers. But if he ties his shoelaces the other way, then he looks like a guy. So Interesting. Spices of time of Chazal, that was the only difference, how they tied the shoelaces. So if you wanted to pass for a guy, you changed how you changed it. The color of your shoelaces, whatever, you change your shoelaces, and then you looked goyish. So, and that's the other, that he wants to pass for a guy. That's good for asking Mason Nefesh. He's denying that he's a Jew. That means I feel like it's a Messiah. The Chor, this is the Mokar, that Tosis, I think is the Mokar for Halacha that says in Rosh and in Tur. Over there in Kufayin Ches, all these halachas, the Torah says that b'shas gzeres hamalchus, that the goyim with goyzer, that they're going to kill any Jew, so you're not allowed. And if they ask you, are you a Jew, you're not allowed to say no. That's this opposite. So I think that it doesn't say what the mukher is. This is the idea of his tesis, that b'shas gzeres hamalchus, he has to be moist and nefesh, not even to deny that he's a Jew. So I think there must be truth about this. I don't remember anymore now. I didn't look it up. You know, always in the Holocaust, people all the time tried to hide that they were Jewish. So is that a violation of this story? But that is not done at all. Well, over here, we're talking about when the Rosh is talking about the Torah, when they were talking about there was a gzera that they're going to kill any Jew. It means they didn't mean a Jew was ethnically a Jew. The gzera was that if you don't accept Christianity, then we'll kill you. So the guy's hiding that he's a Jew, and he says, I'm not a Jew, that means he's saying, I don't believe in Judaism, I believe in Christianity. That's good for what it means. Because that was the gzera. The gzera, they didn't chalom that there would be a gzera that, they would look at your genes. The gzera was, what's your religion? So if the gzeira is to kill anybody who's a professing Jew, and he says, no, I'm not a Jew, so what he's doing, he's denying Yiddishkeit, he's denying Judaism. So that's the Tosfos in Mechadash and the Rosh in the Torah, that when there's Shas gzeiras hamalchus, to say I'm not a Jew means I don't believe in Judaism, I believe in the other religion. So that itself is Yorah Galiyat. That's not talking about what was in the Holocaust. In the Holocaust, the person said, "I'm not Jew." Saying, "I'm not." I don't have Jewish parents. I don't have Jewish grandparents. That's mechatez. That's Yarav Galiyav. I mean, that's probably Dovid Poshut. I'm sure there's Jews like that. There's another shita also, very interesting shita. In the shittas, in Hajar Eir over there, the shilta says that he brings this tomorrow, Akas to the Masani. He says, what's Akas to the Masani? His Akas to the Masani means that the Goyim say to him, we want you to worship Avodah Zarah. We're not even asking you to worship Avodah Zarah for real. Tie your shoelaces in front of the Avodah Zarah, or untie your shoelaces in front of the Avodah Zarah, so at least people will think that you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. I think there's a Midrash like that by Chana v'Shiva Baneh, where the king said, at least pick up a ring in front of the Avodah Zarah. Do something, you're not really bowing down, but at least everybody will think you're bowing down. And that's also Yehoram Galiyahu, because it looks like he's being. And the Shulda says it's a derabbanan mishumaris ayin, and that's also Yehoram Galiyahu. Even b'chadri chadorim, because whatever Chazal says asim mishumaris ayin is actually b'chadri chadorim also. The Or Sameach brings the Shultas and he says that apparently he had the girsa not l'shenuyei arkas of the Masani to change the shoelaces, but l'sharuyei arkas of the Masani to untie his shoelaces. That's how he learns. It's very, in a way, at first blush, it's reminiscent of the taste about the Rashi in Psochem, about the Misrapi Bashera, where Rashi says it's near Kemoidalei. It's also near Kemishtachavalei. It's really very different. Rashi was talking Shaloi Bashasir Samapos, and not even Labir Ladi. That's not the Rafur. So the Rashi is saying as Gimel Averis Chamurs. That has a chaimer of Avodah Zarah. That's a very big kiddush. That's called Avodah Zarah. What does that do with Avodah Zarah? So that we spoke through, that maybe right there, that Rashi and Tosfos apparently held that the Mesiras Nefesh is not for Avodah Zarah, it's for Be'ahavtam. That's a very big kiddush to Rashi. The Shiltas is less of a kiddush. The Shiltas told Meshach Zeres Hamalchus. Meshach Zeres Hamalchus, according to Rashi, after Mesiras Nefesh, even from Minhagim. So the Shiltas says, the particular, and the Shiltas says, the Mesiras Nefesh is for the Derabbanan of Maris Ayin. Of Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. It's interesting shiltas. The Nesif says that it's in the Ksav Yad of the shiltas doesn't say, and so he thinks it's a It's an extra, it's interpolation, because in the Ksavyan it's not there. Okay, I don't know. But anyway, you have to look at the scientific shulchan, which they have. But anyway, but we have it in the shulchan. Somebody said it. It wasn't the shulchan, so it whoever put it in. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So, it's a strange thing in Rashi, by the way. I didn't finish the Rashi. Rashi Akas and Masana. Let me finish that Rashi. So, I can't be Stam Arbitrary. Also, it's Mashman Rashi, just a little bit Mashman Rashi. He's not going Zeres HaMalch, he's going specifically in Peresia. He doesn't say, you know, Yikadosh Hashem if Nechaveh of Yisrael or B'shas Zeres HaMalch as Afilu B'sinu. He's a little bit Mashman Rashi, like the Smach. This Gemara is going on Peresia. We're not talking about the case of Zeres HaMalch as B'sinu. Then Rashi adds, and these four words, I don't know what Rashi wants. V'hai Peresia Medabe B'Yisrael. What does Rashi want with that? That's going to be in the Gemara. Rashi has to tell me what's going to be later in the Gemara. The next line in the Gemara is Pshita Yisrael. Pshita Yisrael. I mean, so Rashi has to tell me that now. I don't know what Rashi wants. About its connection, it's connected to what Rashi just said. Yikadosh Hashem b'nei chaver of Yisrael. V'hai peresi medav of Yisrael. That's also Shema. What is actually Yikadosh Hashem b'nei chaver of Yisrael? Yikadosh Hashem b'nei chaver of Yisrael. Then we'll leave it to the Gemara to tell me. Beharesi is b'sef b'nei Yisrael. So it's not only four words in Rashi; it's seven words in Rashi. The whole thing. Eight words in Rashi. Seven words in Rashi. B'fnei chaver of Yisrael, v'hai peresi medav of Yisrael. The whole thing. Rashi wants. Rashi should have said Yikadosh Hashem b'Peresi. Any of that. Very strange. Let's see the Gemara Taka. So again, V'chama Parhesi says the Gemara Amar Yankiv Amar Yechon E Parhesi Pchusim Yasar Bnei Adam. Doesn't even bring a pasuk. E Parhesi Pchusim Yasar Bnei Adam. So up to Rav Shita Yisrael meaning, Rav Hada has to be Yisrael. We need Yisrael. Nichsiv Nikdash Di B'Seich Bnei Yisrael. Boy Rav Yirmiyah Tishi Yisrael V'Nachi Yechon Mar. Tashman Tana Yanei Achvad Rav Chia Barava. Very strange. What was the kash? What was the avi? Tishi Yisrael v'acham echad. What kind of shor is it? Tishi Yisrael v'nachi echad. Such a strange gemara. So, Bashkoth Rishon, I thought maybe it's like similar to the Gemara. We have the Gemara in Brochus, that the Gemara says, in my name of the Gemara, Shemalevi and Memzai and Brochus, that for a minion, you could have, a Kotlin could be the tenth man. You know, you could have Tishik Doyle and Kotlin Echot, he could be a sniff lasar, or Evid. You know, you can't make a minion out of Avodim, but he could be a sniff. For a tenth man, he's good, for a center. You could have an Evid, you could have a Kotlin. The Gemara says, less Hilkos or Kalani Shmeisa. Passes, we don't pass that from Shemalevi. Kalani Shon, we don't pass that from Shemalevi, but look upon him. So maybe it's a similar thing. You see, it's there, that's also hard to understand. Shumalevi had this notion that a Kotlin or Eved, they could be the Asiri. They can't be the rest of the minion because they're not, but they could be the Asiri. Some of the other Shadi, you don't need a Sar Mechuyovim. So you have to have nine Mechuyovim with 10 Jews. So a Kotlin is not Mechuyov, and the Eved is not Mechuyov, like he's only Kisho. He doesn't have Chuyovim of a man. He doesn't have the Chuyovim. I don't know. I mean, that Gemara also needs a Hezek. So I thought maybe this Gemara is connected to that Gemara. It's a similar idea. So for a tenth man, maybe a Nochri is in the star. I don't know. It's more mashma to me. I don't know for sure what's going on here in this Gemara. It's more mashma to me. The Gemara Lechatchila, when it said Pareim Parasi Pchusa Me'asor, it didn't bring the drush of Teich Teich. It's also interesting. It doesn't bring the drush of Teich Teich. Ein Parasi Pchusa Me'asor. That apparently, we don't know yet Teich Teich. That's going to be the Gemara's resolves to buy with Teich Teich. Zahakish, the Admosel, the Aranaz. In the beginning, when the Gemara said Ein Parasi Pchusa Me'asor, the Gemara didn't even pass that at all. It said Ein Parasi Pchusa Me'asor Bnei Adam. I think the Mashmois is that at this point, that's the Suar. Parasi is 10 people. Like you have, like Pisuminis is 10 people. The man is Mesupik, maybe, not the man, but Balit is Mesupik, the Rama brings him, maybe women too. It's not a thing of Nikdash of Sechem Nisar, it's not a Dovish of Ekdusha. You have to have Pisuminis, 10 people is Pisuminis, maybe women is also Pisuminis. So Psalderach is Parasi is 10 people. Nothing to do with the Drosha. So you have to have Parasi. Then there's another halacha. Pshito Yisrael Meino. They have to be Jews. Because it says Nikdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. If there aren't Jews, then it's not called Nikdashti B'Seich B'nei Yisrael. So now the Gemara is a subject. What if you have 10 people and you have Jews? But not all the 10 people are Jews. So maybe that's enough. I fulfilled all the requirements. Parasi I have, because I have 10 people. And Jews I have. So maybe that's good enough. Anyways, in the Gemara, I think it's very glad in the Gemara that source, I don't know so much, but in the pshat in the Gemara, it's very, I think it's smooth, but we don't know yet about Teich Teich. We thought you need to have Parasia. So it says, okay, you had Parasia, and then it says Pshito Yisrael Meina. They have to be Jews. Pshito Yisrael Meina. There have to be Jews there. Al derech you have a birchas agayim. The Gemara says there's two halachas. You have to have 10 people, and you have to have tamid chacham. The Gemara says the fairest. You don't have to all be tamid chacham. You have to have 10 people, and you have to have two tamid chacham. Because you need the asap Hashem kol echa. You have 10 people, and you have to have grab a little pasuk. And you have to have b'fnei zken. Like al derech zeh, you have to paras, and you have to have Yisrael. No, so I have paras, and I have Yisrael. The only thing is that I don't know why it's 9. So what about 10 and two Yisrael? Maybe the chanani. Maybe that's b'chal abaya. The more has to buy in the maximum case. The most mechudish. The most. Minimum chiddush, because the Gemara says even that not, even 9 Jews not enough. You have to have all 10 Shavuot Jews. But maybe you can have, maybe the bayah could have been by 8 or 7. I don't know exactly. Maybe even 2. I know that's a little bit of left. I know. I'm not really sure what to do with this piece of Gemara. It seems to me, nonetheless, despite the Tisha part, I think that's very the simplest way through the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say any sfaros over here about being a sniffle asara or any of that. The Gemara says like this. I don't have to import anything. Say this chat, I don't have to import anything from anywhere else. So everything is here. Pshita perhesi bainon. Excuse me. Kama perhesi asor bnei adam. And then it says, Pshita, you have to have Yisrael, because it says, Minikdashti b'seif bnei Yisrael. Fretimar, what if I have perhesi and I have Yisrael? So maybe that's good enough. Zakimar, teich teich. All 10 of the, all teich teich from A to all 10 have to be Yisrael. And that's the bottom line. All 10 have to be Yisrael. And so you have to know even why is that true. I mean, suppose when it dashed to Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem is by Bnei Yisrael. Later on, the Gemara has by. I'm not sure we're going to get to it by the end of the week or not. But the Gemara has in the end by Shalba Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem. So the Gemara brings a right from where? From Norman. He said he's going to do as a Yisla Chadoni. We go to Beis Rima and Lishtachalais. We Chadoni Nishan Al Yodi. That I go into Beis Rima and the king is Nishan Al Yodi, so I have to bow down. So Elisha sent him Lech Lishol. So the Gemara brings a riot from there. How come Elisha didn't? How did Elisha sanction that? He said, "Menayach and Tzuvah Kiddush Hashem." So now there's two Gersoys in the Gemara. I mentioned this earlier. There's two Gersoys in the Gemara. Rashi's Gersa is that the Gemara is Doicha the riot. And the Gemara says, no, Hobbitsin or Hobbit for Hesu. Because Riemann was Bitsin. So that's why it was okay. Kiddush Hashem was only for Hesu. How is Bitsin Bitsin? So Rashi says, because besides Bnei Yisrael, Kiddush Hashem is only in front of Bnei Yisrael. So Bitsin was not Bnei Yisrael. And Rashi brings the Pasuk of Besaych Bnei Yisrael. And Azair, there's a place also. They bring the Pasuk of Besaych Bnei Yisrael. So if that's the case, it says that even by Bnei Noach, even if Bnei Noach and Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, the Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem, Besaych Bnei Yisrael, with the Pasuk. Okay, so in success, the Kosovo Kiddush Hashem is only Pesach Bnei Yisrael. I'm a Katshish Mech. Tosis is going to the Gemara. that the Gemara is not done for the Raya. And if I can't, the Hobbit Sinna Hobbit for Esi is part of the Raya. The Gemara is saying, Norman said, I want to go to Beis Ribbon and be Mishtachar. And if a Benoich is Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, Elisha should have said to him, Hobbit Sinna Hobbit for Esi, you can't do that in Beis Ribbon, it's a for Esi. And the Gemara has been pushed from there, Taki Benoich is not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. So if he goes that way, and faket, then it's digging the Gemara that for Ben Noach, Kiddush Hashem Barabim Perhesi would mean Ben Noach. So if he Tosis comes out that at least for Ben Noach, this Kiddush Hashem even by Ben Noach, if Mar's Takah Poshit from here that Ben Noach is not Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, but if Ben Noach would be Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, then Kiddush Hashem by Ben Noach would be by Ben Noach. So you see that it is possible the idea of Kiddush Hashem by Ben Noach. If Bnei Noach could be Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, then there will be Kiddush Hashem by Bnei Noach. So why by Yisraelim is no Kiddush Hashem by Bnei Noach? If by Bnei Noach there could be Kiddush Hashem, Maskal Memorah is Bnei Noach not Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. But if they would be Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, then it would be even by Bnei Noach. Yisraelim are Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. So may it taste that it's not by Bnei Noach. So it says, Mekdash Yisraelim Bnei Yisrael. Maybe that's also not so terrible. If the fact is, Bnei Noach are not Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. Only Yisraelim are Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, and Yisraelim are Mekudosh on Kiddush Hashem besides Bnei Yisrael. So it's only Hora in the Havmina. In the Havmina, Bnei Noach are Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. So why aren't Yisraelim Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem with Bnei Noach? Only in that Havmina, that Bnei Noach are Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. So why are Yisraelim not Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem with Bnei Noach? The same as Bnei Noach are. Maskana Bnei Noach are not Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. Only Yisraelim are Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. So that's so terrible. Only Yisraelim are Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem in front of Yisrael. And Bnei Noach attack not mitzvah at all. But in the half minute of Bnei Noach and mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem even in front of Bnei Noach. So why Bnei Yisrael not mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei Noach? There's also a Ran over there. I think I mentioned this also, a very interesting Ran. The Ran is going in Rashi Sheep. Yet according to Rashi, the Gemara says there's no Ray. Maybe Bnei Noach are mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. That he was allowed to be mishtachem and bezrimoin was because that was a tzinnah, because there were no Jews there. So now we're saying that Bnei Noach are mitzvah and kiddush Hashem, but Bnei Noach are mitzvah and kiddush Hashem only in front of Jews. So Rashi, because we said Bnei Yisrael, says there are such a strange thing, Bnei Noach are mitzvah and kiddush Hashem in front of Jews. If Bnei Noach are mitzvah in front of kiddush Hashem, then it should be in front of Goy, in front of Bnei Noach. Thinks he finds it very strange that Bnei Noach should have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei, for Bnei Yisrael. Zokteran, no question. If a Bnei Noach is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then his paresi is Bnei Noach. So why would Beis Riman Sino? So he says because if a Bnei Noach is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he's mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei Noach who are not kofim and avodah zar, but he's not mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in front of Avdei avodah zar. The same way Yisrael is mitzvah and kiddush Hashem in front of Yisraelim, and not in front of Goyim. So Ben Noach is mitzvah and kiddush Hashem in front of Elach Goyim, but not in front of Avdei Avodah Zar. That's already not called the Pharisee. And he says that's traveling. Well, the Gemara is not talking about Pesach the child, and it could very well be according to Rashi. This is he's saying it in Rashi Shita, but it's not like Rashi. Rashi works with Pesach Bnei Yisrael with Xeris Hakosim. You need Yisraelim, and he says no, I don't have the only Yisraelim, but you need Maminim. So the Fidah Rana comes out, at least the Rana leave with the Rashi. That if Ben Noach is talking to Ben Kedusha, the Emes, at least there's a tzad in the Gemara. Gemara is not pushed to the Bayah. So we have at least a tzad in the Gemara, a tzad lahalocha, that if Ben Noach is Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei Noach Ma'aminim. But Yisrael is only Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem in front of Yisrael, because it says Ben Kedusha, it says Bnei Yisrael. It's Lachar, it needs a Hezbollah. Why is that so? If Ben Noach could be Mekadosh Hezbollah, it's Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei Noach even, so why does Yisrael only have Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei Yisrael? Why doesn't Yisrael have Kiddush Hashem in front of Bnei Noach? Right. We usually say the Mika meeting are things that are also for Goyim, Kolshkin are also for Yisrael. And even without the Mika meeting, it's not as hard to understand. Why is it? If a Ben Noach has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's not limited to all in front of Ben Noach. Not a David Azar, but in front of other Ben Noach who are my meeting in the Ben Noach. So he has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so why should he struggle as Kiddush Hashem be blessed? He only has a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in front of Ben Yisrael.
Maybe based on the Ran earlier, we said to encourage him. Klal Yisrael. So with the Yisrael, his Kiddush Hashem is to encourage Klal Yisrael.
Why doesn't he have the Kiddush Hashem that Benayach has to encourage going to? If Benayach has it, why doesn't Yisrael have it? Should be a good example, all are going. Maybe you can say it like this, I'm just thinking now, it just occurs to me now, that when we say Kiddush Hashem, in this Gemara, Benayach Yisrael, Benayach Mitzvah, Kiddush Hashem. So, you know, we're not talking about Kiddush Hashem in the colloquial sense, it's Kiddush Hashem in, you know, Techil Hashem in the newspapers. We're talking about in the technical sense of being of Mesiris Nefesh. The Nikdashi B'Sech B'nei Yisrael over here means to give up his life in order to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim and not be over and over B'Shas with his progressive or so on. So, a Benoyach as a Chiyah Mesiris Nefesh in order to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim in front of Benoyach. Noyach. So that we already have the Gemois that Mesiris Nefesh, you know, Chaviv Bein of Nefesh Yisrael, like Rashi says. The Mesiris Nefesh of Yisrael is harder than the Mesiris Nefesh of a... It's more chomer than the... A guy has to be... right. Nefesh Yisrael has a bigger chavivus than a Nefesh of a Nefesh Akum. Rabbi Chil Shabbos, the Moshul, I mean, Chaviv Bein of Nefesh Yisrael. So if when we say that a Yisrael is Mitzvah and Kiddush Hashem only in front of Asar Yisraelim, what we're saying is, maybe he should be Mekad Hashem Shemayim in front of the whole world, in the sense of acting properly, behaving properly, being Mekad Hashem Shemayim, you know, to the Rebbeinu Shalom and so on. That's not good. When we say that Yisrael is only Mesulam Kiddush Hashem in front of Asar Yisrael, that means he only has to be Moisin Nefesh, rather than Mekad Hashem Shemayim in front of Asar Yisrael. So that already could be symmetrical. There's Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem and Benayach also. There's a bigger Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem in front of Yisrael. Mesiris Nefesh is a very big thing to ask. It's a very big thing to ask from Benay Noyach, and it's an even bigger thing to ask from Yisrael, because Chaviv Be'en of Nefesh Yisrael. So it goes symmetrically. Benayach is Mitzuvah Mesiris Nefesh rather than be Mechal Shem Shemayim in front of Benay Noyach. And Yisrael is Mitzuvah and Mesiris Nefesh rather than be Mechal Shem Shemayim in front of Asar and Yisrael. The reason why Yisrael doesn't have to be Mesiris Nefesh in front of Asar Ben Noyach is not because it's nothing. About that's a Kiddush Hashem and a Chilul Hashem too, but not on a level that we could demand Mesiris Nefesh from Yisrael, because Chaviv Beinam Nefesh Yisrael. Just like on that side, the Rebbe has to be Mesiris Nefesh, he has to be Mesiris Nefesh for also the Mitzvah Ben Noyach. Because there's no chilukim of a chayvim, not a chayvim. If he has to be Mesiris Nefesh, he has to be Mesiris Nefesh for everything. And if it's Chilul Hashem, it's Chilul Hashem for everything. No, I'm sorry, that's a mistake. That's true by Yisrael too. Kiddush Hashem means Befer Hesiel, Havir El Adas, that's by Yisrael too. That's wrong. Yeah, maybe that's right. Maybe that's not good. That's the test. Okay, let's see lighting more. If you're telling me the Peresia has to be Mesiris Nefesh, Esther was Docha Peresia. Yeah, all the Rishonim ask. Esther was Gilui Arayis. But if to come out to Peresia, it was Gilui Arayis, she was an Esther Zish. This is a whole literature on Tosfos and Amar Ramban. This is a whole discussion. But anyway, we'll come to one thing at a time. So Mesiris by Esther Peresia Avoy. So why wasn't she Mesiris Nefesh? We're not going to see when she went to Achashverosh Barotzen to save Klal Yisrael. That was Taka. That was to save Klal Yisrael. Maybe that was Barotzen. That really would be Harav Gal Yavar, but to save Klal Yisrael, let's look at it. I think the Rishonim already said that was a different judgment. To save Klal Yisrael, she was able to do something that was Yehar that ordinarily would be Harav Gal Yavar. But the Gemara is asking, originally when they took her to Beis HaMelech, right, when they had the beauty contest, how come she allowed herself to be taken? She should have fought back until they killed her. So how does she go? So the Gemara answers, it was Pahesia. Amar Abaye, Esther, Karko Elam Hoysa. So it was passive. Karko Elam Hoysa. Rabba Amar Hanos Atzman Shaini. That even before Pahesia, it's only, which all the person can bring, only Lavir El Adas. Lanos Atzmi, there's no din of Bayasya. Yishonim Adam, what about Gzeres HaMalchus? I'm not going to, just to mention, what about Gzeres HaMalchus if it's Lanos Atzmi? You could imagine a Gzeres HaMalchus, that's Lanos Atzmi. The Malchus was Geiser that everybody should work on Shabbos because it's some government project that has to be completed in a hurry. So is that called Gzeres HaMalchus or not? So the Ran brings the Yerushalmi that that's also Mutter. That's also Mutter. So it's the same way, it's the same, and the Ran is Mutter that way, really, because the Ran says the same idea of Kiddush Hashem. So the same way, Shaloi B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus B'Tar Esyo. It's only a Chil Hashem if it's La'avir Oysel Adas. But if the Gleis be Ma'anis in Ma'anos Atzmai, like Esther and Achashverosh, then it's not called the Chil Hashem. So the Ran said the same things by Gzeres HaMalchus, writ large. If the Malchus is Gezer that people should work on Shabbos because they want Jews to work on Shabbos, so that you have to be Meis Nefesh, that's a Chil Hashem. But if the Malchus was Gezer that everybody should work on Shabbos because things have to, there's some project that has to be done on Shabbos, so then that's not called the Chil Hashem, that you don't have to be Meis Nefesh. That's what it says in Ran. That's Lemais Haskomas, a place to do in Rashi that we also. Rashi in the Hemshech. In Rambam, it's maybe Medig otherwise. Someone give me Medig in the other Rambam, I think he's Medig in the Rambam. The Rambam is all the Chilukim before he gets into Gzeres HaMalchus. Tzino, Taresio, Lahanos Atzmoi, Lahavir Yisrael Adas. Then the word, the Rambam says at the end, Lamed Dvarim Amurim, Shalai B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, but B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, you have to be Meisen Nefesh even on a Mitzvah Kala, you have to be Meisen Nefesh everything. The Ran is Medayik. It sounds like in the Rambam, but B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus, there are no Chilukim. None of the above Chilukim apply. Not Sin and Paresi, okay, that's for sure. But also not the Chiluk between Anos Atzmai and Lavir El Adas. That the Rambam put before. The Bamed V'Amurim, in the Rambam, he has all the Chilukim Dinim he has before. And then, Bamed V'Amurim, Shalei B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus. Aval B'Shas Shmad and Gzeres HaMalchus, so then you have to be Moshe Nefesh for everything. So the Medayik in the Rambam, the Rambam holds. The Ran is Medayik in the Rambam. The Ran is Chiluk in the Rambam. But the Ran is Medayik in the Rambam that for Shas Gzeres HaMalchus there's no chilukim. Not sure the deek is 100% muchuch. The lashon of the Rambam, we have the Rambam. The Rambam talks about Gzeres HaMalchus. Lechol advar me'elu shaloi b'shas ha'gzera, aval b'shas ha'gzera. Vehu sheyamin melech rosho kinevuchad netzer v'chaveroid v'yigzo gzera al yisrael levatel dosu my mitzvah min ha-mitzvahis yehorg v'al yaver and so on and so forth. So yeah, when the Rambam comes to Gzeres HaMalchus, he doesn't make this chilukim between Avar Yisrael Adas and Lanos, between Lanos Atzmai, not Lanos Atzmai. But how does the Rambam define Gzeres HaMalchus? The Rambam defines Gzeres HaMalchus sheyamin melech rosho kinevuchad netzer v'chaveroid v'yigzo gzera to be mevatel dos. The Rambam by definition says Gzeres HaMalchus is a Gzeres Shmak. So according to the Rambam, if the Malchus would say everybody has to work on Shabbos because we need to finish the bridge, so that's not Gzeres HaMalchus by the Rambam's definition, because that's not Nevuchadnetzer v'chaveiro of Harishoyim that he wanted to be mevatel adas. That's just a people, you know, it's a government in a hurry that's not sensitive to Shmir Shabbos. So I don't know if this deacon the Rambam is a deacon at all. The Rambam is not mechalik in Gzeres HaMalchus. The Rambam defines Gzeres HaMalchus in such a way that the case is impossible. Gzeres HaMalchus, that's not called Gzeres HaMalchus. Yeah, so it could be fine. It's strange. The Ran is Medayik in the Ran. Actually, the Ran is Medayik. The Gzeres HaMalchus Lanos Atzmai would also be awesome. And the Ran said would also be awesome. The Ran says he thinks that would be mutter. Yes, this is the Gemara. Dila Tema Hakihani Kvaki with the Monkey Hechi Avinu El Hanos Atzmai Shiny. Hakanam Hanos Atzmai Shiny. Ve Oslo Rovel Tamei. He wants to be Ma'avir Yisrael Hadas. Let's see Rashi. Ba'esti Paresi Havoi Ve'nivol Olayvi Kichobim V'Lei Moser Nafshu L'Ketolos Hak Olami Ve'en Oysa Ma'isa Hu Oysa Ma'isa Hanos Atzmai. Hanos asmi shayno vekachom miskaven adirim yosei elu lahanos asmi miskaven shayni ve'en kan chilul Hashem lehoi lokach. The Rashi says the word of Hanos asmi is not a chilul Hashem. Before we said the Rashi shita is that Gzeres HaMalchus nothing to do with chilul Hashem. So maybe it's Meduyik and Rashi. We'll see in a second. It can't be, but maybe it's Meduyik and Rashi, like the sheet of the Ran rejects that the chiluk, that the head of Hanos Atzman is only by Paresia. But Bishas Zeres Hamalchus, maybe you don't have the head of Hanos Atzman, because Rashi says it's the idea of Hanos Atzman is takes off the Chilul Hashem. But Zeres Hamalchus, according to Rashi, Luchar was Meduyik. There was never else Chilul Hashem. Maybe you don't have the head there, but no sasman. We'll see the hemshik if it's mufurish and rashin afterward. Hani kvaki with the monkey, klein achayshish and leishtim them gecholim, the loyim heim loyim dofne ashuk so shuk malachim ischam and peneglon, hechi avinu loyim chag hoyo lepashim, shnoitim bishosir the gecholim or, or rather, or, fire is or, light is or, just so you know. Nikol bayis or bayis, and amidim beveis oit the gecholim shalem, mischam and mom peneglon, loyu noitim af mi feis yisrael bal kochav. Hechi avinu loyim osin ashayu at tushis Hashem, alei choy koi gecholim. It's a chayk avodis kechavim. So at least b'shas zeres, at least b'shas zeres hamalchus, you should be meisa nefesh for. Elo hayil ve'akam in miskaven la'viyoy elanos asma miskaven. That's not about a zor. But a zor, you would have to be meisa nefesh even la'nos asma. Gimel ve'es chamur, so why do you have to be meisa nefesh la'nos asma? Well, Balamor is a different sheet of pashtus. Shetzorich. Hanos Atzma Miskaven. She Tzorich Lai Say Kli. Ain't Kan Kiddush Hashem Li Hori Golo. Ve'af Bisha Akam Enes Tzorich Lai. El Chay Kavad Is Kichovim. It's still Hanos Atzma She Tzorich Lai Say Kli. Ve'ino Eimer Lai She Ever Ani. The guy needs it for Avodah Zarah. That's still called Hanos Atzma. He doesn't want me to be able to Avodah Zarah. Kotel Aspasto. Tzor Esav Meichel Ve'eimer. Liktel Aspasto Ve'lo Liktel Akam. Nechayim Shein Miskaven Laviroi. El Tzorich Yasma Ain't Kan Chil Hashem. But if it was Shodin Lenar Laviroi Miskaven. And therefore, if it's the Havar Yisrael Adas, I perhes you, Oy Shas Zeres HaMalchus, Liktalei Velikta Les Pasta. It's before Shinashi, that the Chilip Tanah Nos Asmoy and Lavir Ladas is by Parhesia and by Zeres HaMalchus. This last line of Rashi. This Chilip between, you know, throw the Esav in the river, I just want you to Michal Shabbos, or give the Esav to my behemoths, I'm interested in feeding my behemoths. Rashi says that's relevant to that's by Parhesia and by Zeres HaMalchus. Before Shinashi, despite the before, that Rashi Taka holds, agrees to the Ran, that the Hanos Atzmoy, he agrees to the Ran, that the Hanos Atzmoy is a head to across the board, even by Xeris HaMalchus to him. Unless, or maybe it's not Mukh, unless we say like the Rama, that Xeris HaMalchus by definition is Lavi Reila Das. There is no case of Gzeres HaMalchus L'Hanos Atzmoy, because we'll just define Gzeres HaMalchus to mean L'Aviroi L'Sulas. That could still stim in the Rashi. Rashi's going in the case of Shodi Benara. Shodi Benara is L'Aviroi L'Das. So Rashi, that's also, Shasi explained, not B'Tzino. Only with Rashi or B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus. Because otherwise it would share the Gemara. The Gemara says, if the Goyim tell him, throw the Esav in the river, so you have to be Meisa Nefesh. One second, it's only Shabbos. It's not from the Gemara of Eres Chamors. So what do you mean you have to be Meisa Nefesh? So Rashi explains, either, like we said before, either with Rashi or B'Shas Gzeres HaMalchus. Because this is Xeris HaMalchus, Yimachal Shabbos. But in the case of give the stuff to my animal, maybe you don't have a case of Xeris HaMalchus, because that's not called Xeris HaMalchus by definition. So maybe it's not what we can Rashi. The whole idea of that we'll just define Xeris HaMalchus to mean Lahavel Xeris Shema. Yeah.
So that fit with Lahavel
Right, right. That would be better with the Rashi about Lahamir Chesel Avavos. The Lahamir Chesel Avavos, by definition, is Exeris Shema. If the Goyim are doing it just to feed their behemoths, then there's no Lahamir Chesel Avavos. They're not coming Lahamir Chesel Avavos. They're coming to feed their behemoths. So that's just not Bechal the definition. It's not Bechal the definition of Exeris Hamachos. Yeah. And that we've been doing in the Rashi before. That when Rashi explained the Heter of Hanos Atzmon, he said it's not a Chil Hashem. On what about Xeris HaMalchus? Why do you have this def? Chil Hashem is negated to Faresio. In a way, we have Diyukum Soysim in Rashi. If you don't say what I'm saying about how we'll define Xeris HaMalchus, you, the way the you know, the way the Rambam works. You know, the Rambam is a Sufik, is there a heter of Hanos Asma Begzeris HaMalchus? So he has a right from Yerushalmi, he says the Rambam is Beduk Faket, the Rambam is wrong. He doesn't go into this added Knesset that I'm adding. But maybe by definition, that's not called Begzeris HaMalchus. So if you work like that, so this is Steer and Rashi. Rashi Lechatchila, when he explains the heter of Hanos Asma, he says, because it's not a Chil Hashem. Well, that's only negated for Hesia. Xeris HaMalchus, Rashi Sheet, this Xeris HaMalchus has nothing to do with Chil Hashem. Xeris HaMalchus is a different agenda. Shalei Lahagel HaSakam, Lahamech HaSel HaVavis Bekach. So from that Rashi will be Meduyuk, that the heter of Anos Atzma is only by Hesia. You don't have the heter of Anos Atzma by Xeris HaMalchus. But here at the end, when Rashi talks about give the Shodil Nahara, so Rashi says Shodil Nahara is also if it's a Hesia or Xeris HaMalchus. So it sounds like, but if he's giving it to his bane, this is mutter in both cases, both Peresi and Xeris and Malchus. So you see, they have the heter of Anos Atzma, even by Xeris and Malchus. So Chorus is steer in Rashi. Peres is maybe like I'm saying in the Rambam. It's a steer, it's an optical illusion. There's no such thing as Xeris and Malchus to Anos Atzma, because by definition, it's not Xeris and Malchus. So Rashi never addresses that case. Rashi doesn't have to, that case is just, is not, doesn't exist. So Rashi explains the heter of Anos Atzma, he says, because it's not a Chil Hashem. Rashi doesn't have to explain why Hanos Atzmi is mutter by Xeris HaMalchus. If it's Hanos Atzmi, then it isn't Xeris HaMalchus. So there's no steer. Yeah, that's good. Okay, let's see places. Ba'es de'peres yavoy. Make us call them places. Rabbeinu Tam, we're not going to go into it all. We don't have time. Rabbeinu Tam's home, so we're not going to. But anyway, let's start places. Ba'es de'peres yavoy. Temo. The halal lakshi are. Why is it more focused on the fact that Esther was Peresio? Typically, that Esther was Gilei Arayis because she was married to Mordechai. It was Eishes Ish. The Reitzeach and Nairam Rosu LeKuliyam LeYehorig VeYam. What does Rashi want with it? What does Tosfos want with those two? With that line? Even Rabbi Shmuel. Even Rabbi Shmuel. Don't tell me. Well, maybe he wasn't only asking Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel only argues by the Zohar. Rabbi Shmuel agrees by Reitzeach and Nairam Rosu. Like Tosfos said at the end, LeKuliyam LeReitzeach and Nairam. At Tosfos holds that Rav Shmuel is only chayluk by Avodah Zarah, not like the Tosfos in Ksuvos. K'meichein kosher. Now, at this kasher that Tosfos is asking is a kasher l'mor's question. See, let me preface the diak that Tosfos is going to be making over here. You know, why does he only focus on the Perhesi aspect? What about the Gilei Arayis aspect? So, it's negeh to both l'mor's question and l'mor's answer. Meaning, first of all, we can focus on the Gemara's question, which is the Gemara masculine places. The Gemara asked by Esther per Esther Yavon. Why didn't the Gemara ask better Esther as Gilei Arayis? So it's a question on the Gemara's kasha. No, you could say in Echanan, the Gemara could have asked that too, but places not Nicha to say that. The Rabbala Mori, I think, does say that. In Echanan, the Gemara could have asked that too. But it's also a question on the Gemara's, or it might be a question on the Gemara's terrace. The Gemara answers that Esther was Karka Olam. They ask, okay, that takes off the problem of Perhesia, but what happened to the problem of Gilei Arayis? Well, maybe not. Maybe that's not a kasha. Maybe Karka Olam takes off the problem of Gilei Arayis too. So there's no question, there's no problem with the Gemara's teretz. The question is only on the Gemara's kasha. So let's see in Tosfos how it is. So Tosfos first asked, why did the Gemara ask? He asked the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara should have asked from the fact that Esther was Gilei Arayis. Who could my chain kasha beis ksuvas to amadik et snuis to masin hashayu? We should tell the Tznuos that they're allowed not to worry about this gzera, that they're going to be nivul hegemon because it's einus and shoy. So Tosfos is asking, what's Tosfos asking? It's karvel. Tosfos is asking, but it's Gilei Arayis. Where's the heter? What's the kasha? It's karkoil. Maybe karkoil takes care of Gilei Arayis too. This is already nothing worse. Kasha. We're going now. What? You have a question. You have Tosfos already has a problem with the Gemara's question. Why did the Gemara only ask on Parhesi? Why not ask on the fact that it's also Gilei Arayis? Okay, it's a question on the Gemara's. It's a question on how the Gemara phrases the question. But lemaskona that is Karka Olam, maybe Karka Olam takes off everything, takes off all these. Then there's no question of the Gemara's Ksuvos. At least the Gemara's Ksuvos won't be sure. The Gemara's question is sure. Why did it only focus on Parhesi? It should have focused on the fact that she's Karka Olam. But the maskona that you have a heter of Karka Olam, so you have a heter of Karka Olam across the board. So the work service is fine. Lidish to the shoy because it's Karka Olam. So what does Tosfos want from the work service? Moshal, some Yishanim learn that the Gemara didn't want to ask that it says Gilei Arayis because it's not so possible that Esther was married. It's a medrash. Esther was married. There could be other medrashim. Mechatesh, she was married. So we focus on Esther was for sure. Certainly an Isser. Even if she was a Pnuyah, still an Isser. Maybe not Gilei Arayis, but it's an Isser. So the Gemara focuses on the Peresi aspect, not on the Gilei Arayis aspect. But the Maskona that is Karkolim, that works even for the Tzad that she was an Eshes Ish. So if you say, and the Gemara service is fine, because Karkolim takes up all the problems. You see from Tosis not the way, that Tosis held, at least at this point, that Karkolim is a Teres for Peresi, but it's not a Teres for Gilei Arayis at all. And apparently Tosis held, again, at this stage of the game, Tosis held that the head of Karkolim it mitigates the Chil Hashem. It's not a Chil Hashem. I think in the rounds it's a Lashon. What she does b'shevi al tase is not a Chil Hashem. But Sanu, which is also mitzach chaymer iser asmai, Gilei Arayis, which is also mitzach chaymer aver. So what's the difference? Tosis at least thought, what's the difference if it's Gilei Arayis or if it's what's the difference rather if it's kumbi asay or if it's shevi al tase? It's Karkolim, not Karkolim. So Chabad, it's meduik in this Tosis. That and this is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam really, because Rabbeinu Tam accepts these premises. Then he says it's goyim are different, but Rabbeinu Tam accepts the premise of the kasha that karka olam is a heter for parhesio, but it is irrelevant, has no relevance to the issue of gilei arayis. Gilei arayis is yargo yaver even if it's karka olam. That's what Tosis is assuming in this question. Yeah, that's what Tosis is assuming here in the question. So Rabbeinu Tam has a teretz which Mamash could skip. And Rabbi Tamas Atera said that Bilis Akum is not the Afkir Lazari and it's not called Gilei Arayis. And there's all kinds of problems with that because she does ask the Lebal and she asks the Lekuhuna and asks the Chumma and you could be Makana on it. So, okay, we're going to skip around the time. If we have time at the end of the Perek by some miracle, or maybe we'll continue, I don't know, whatever, we'll come back. Or maybe we'll just go. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, but let's skip down. Second wide line, in the middle. So Tosis rejects Rabbeinu Tam. So now he's back to the kasha. So Tosis v'hotelei parachach of Esther Arayis haboi. So why did we talk about asking the fact that it's Gilei Arayis? The kimluhu the mahani time of the karka olam linyan doy mechayv limsur asmi mishim Arayis. Because that was pushed by the Gemara that karka olam takes off the problem of Gilei Arayis. Tomer etzeich yofino, because we learned that from etzeich. Etzeich gufei ki mechayv limsur asmi anim yilkayim shor beit shayar beidai. Kitzur, Tosis answers that was pushed to the Gemara that Karka Olam takes off the problem of Gilei Arayis, because Gilei Arayis after was only the terminology of Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim is based on a Sfarim Yeim and Domim Kedoch Shum Tvei Dil Megawa Gidam Shum Tvei, and that's only a Sfarim of Kumbi Esek. Because but if Shevi Al Tasef Haket, maybe it's the other way around. So therefore, and so therefore, by Gilei Arayis also, Gilei Arayis is only Yehoreg Al Yavar when it's Shevi Al Tasef, then it's not Yehoreg Al Yavar, and therefore there's a heter of Karka Olam. Unless it's Mevias Erev Olam, then it's different. But otherwise, there's a heter of Karka Olam. That was axiomatic to the Gemara. That's why we never even asked on Gilei Arayis. But for Parhesia, what does Parhesia have to do? Parhesia is by Kol Yisur. So the Gemara asks, but it's Parhesia, it's Chil Hashem. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a heter of Karka Olam for Parhesia. Okay, there's a lot going on over here, but just to ask all this more. First of all, Rav Shlomo Eger asks that he says the Chorus is a strange thing. It comes out in Tosis, Ramesh Svaras Afuchus. Tosis Lachatchila held, and Rabbi Natan holds a Libra Demis because he accepts these premises, that Karka Olam is more of a Heter for Pharesia than it is for Gilei Arayis. It works for Pharesia, it doesn't work for Gilei Arayis. And now, according to the Rivam, according to this Stam Tosis, which elsewhere is the Rivam, he also is the Rivam. According to Rivam, it's the other way around. It's more posh of the Karka Olam works for Gilei Arayis than that it works for Pehesu. So Shlomo Eger is like a kasha. As far as the Fukos, they're to Rabbi Natan and the Rivam, they're mamish opposite the Hanochas. But then that's not really so fair. It's a different Karka Olam. Tais Lechatchila was addressing the Karka Olam that it says in the Gemara, the Karka Olam that takes off Pehesu. The Karkulim takes up her answer is a svara that what she does b'shevi altas is not a chil Hashem. That's a svara by chil Hashem. The Gemara says it by chil Hashem. Who says it takes off the chaimer of erev gilui arayis? Gilui arayis b'shevi altas is also chayim misa. It has the same. Can't say it's not gilui arayis. Women's also chayim misa for gilui arayis. We don't even ask somewhere that I shouldn't do ma'aseh. Somewhere, no, the hana is the ma'aseh. So, but a kaponim, a woman's also chayim misa for gilui arayis. So. The Karkalim of the Gemara is Haka only by, look, it's only a Svar in Paresi, it's not a Svar in Gilui Arayis. The Rivam is Mecharish, there's a different Karkalim. There's a Karkalim, they just happen to have the same name. It's a different Svar entirely. The Rivam is Mecharish, that since the whole Gilui Arayis is built in Shuchas Dom, the whole idea that Gilui Arayis doesn't have a heter of Chaybahim is learned out from Shuchas Dom. And by Shuchas Dom, it's not so posh that Shuchas Dom doesn't have a heter of Chaybahim. Shvichas Dom has half a heter of a chaybim, and has a heter of a chaybim for Shevi Al Tase, just not for Kumbi Yaseh. So Gilui Arayis is a heter of a chaybim for Shevi Al Tase, but not for Kumbi Yaseh. That's a whole different svara. That's not the Karka Olam what the Gemara was talking about. That's a different svara of Karka Olam. That the chaybim is mati Gilui Arayis, the Shevi Al Tase is not mati Gilui Arayis for Kumbi Yaseh, by analogy to Shvichas Dom. Yes, that's a new svara that Rivam made up. That's not the Karka Olam the Gemara Bachal. So it's not Svar Safuchas. Rivam invented a new Svar that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have. So there's no kashya at all. I have L'chorah Mokum Iyam a little bit. Because, Stam of the Lashon, Taisis and Yivamas and Dachman Gimel, and also Mswacham Kafei, I think. Taisis and Yivamas, Dachman Gimel, it's an interesting Taisis. It's maybe a mar, you should look it up, because it's very interesting. It's a parallel Taisis to our Taisis, but the stuff there that's not by us. In the Gimel of the base on the bottom, ain't einus le'erva. The Taisa over there goes like Taisa by us. It's the Gemara, but ain't kishi elamidas. Taisa quotes the Gemara. Taisa there talks through the whole thing about the Taka Olam and that we learn out Gilui Arayis from Shuchas Domim, and therefore it's only Bukum Viesi and Abishavi Al Tasa. Ma'akol, because Miyamer is only maybe Domadi Dei is some of Trey. Mamish Al Derech, the Taisa by us. But Taisa has there a very strange Lashon. The lashon there is towards the beginning of the Tosfos that by Karkoil we don't have to meis nefesh. He's a man, but there's cases of Karkoil by a man also. Let's say the goyim took him and they were chayvet him on the erva, and he was earning mekusha, so imamish didn't do anything. Imamish, they just took him bodily and they applied him. So Tosfos says then he's not mechuyav to meis nefesh. Kevin she'ein eisus shemaisiv habik Karkoil. Like it says in the Gemara Ben Sora that Esther was Karka Olam. The lesson is very strange. There's two Karka Olams. There's the Karka Olam that the Gemara talks about that takes off Farasya, that takes off Chil Hashem. And then there's the Karka Olam that the Rebbe is Mechadish, and the Tosfos over there also is Mechadish, the same Tosfos. That since we're not Shichas Domim, so there's a Bechai Behem is not Matir Behem, but Bechai Behem is Matir Behem Al Tasa. Those are two different Karka Olams. One has really nothing to do with the other. The Lashon of Taisus is that since you're not doing a Maisa, since you're not doing a Maisa, so it's Mutter, Kida Omer B'Perek Ben Sarah Meir. It doesn't say in Perek Ben Sarah Meir. When Perek Ben Sarah Meir, it says Karka Olam that it takes off by Esir. It doesn't say in Perek Ben Sarah Meir that Karka Olam takes off, this other Karka Olam. We're Machriche from Akasha. What happened to Esther being Gilei Arayis? Well, it must be that was already Pashat to the Gemara. But the Lashon Kid the Omer Perek Ben Sarah Meir is misleading. Taisus makes it sound like it says in the Gemara the Sora of Karka Olam. It doesn't say Karka Olam. I mean, it says a different Karka Olam, but that's a Karka Olam that's nothing to do with us. That's a Karka Olam by Paresia. But I don't know. The other Karka Olam doesn't say in the Gemara. It's true anyway. Taisus Mechriyach from Akasha because Esther was also Gilei Arayis, and where did that go? That must have been posted to the Gemara. Therefore, it says by Taisus by us. The Lashon Kid the Omer Perek Ben Sarah Meir bothers me. It's not Kid the Omer. You can say Kid the Muchuch. Because the Gemara asked only on the fact that it was Paresik. Why did the Gemara ask on the fact that it's Gilei Arayis? Well, it must be that that's Poshut. That for that you have a svar of a different Karka. So if it would have said Kedemuchuch, I would have no problem. The Lashon Kid the Omer, this is not right. It's not Kid the Omer of the Gemara. Any of that. Akapanim, this is Taisa's Kiddush. So, yeah, we're running out of time. I just want to mention two problems here in this svar of Taisa's, the svar of the Rivam. maybe three problems. Number one, Chayim asks, comes out like this: by shichus damim itself. So what are we saying? We're saying that there's an opposite miyamer also. So therefore, he can't do it sicha b'shikum b'yasei, but he's allowed to do it sicha b'shem b'altas. So let's take that b'pshutoy, that is some kind of suffix of it. Which is the bigger v'chaibim? Or maybe not a suffix, maybe it's an equipoise. There's like a balance between them, his v'chaibim and the other person's v'chaibim, and therefore, so he has to be b'shem b'altas. So what's going on by the case of Shrikos Dhamma? In the case of Shrikos Dhamma itself, the Chaybehem maybe could be Matar Shrikos Dhamma, but the problem is that I have two opposing the Chaybehem. So it's not right to say the Chaybehem is not Matar Shrikos Dhamma. The Chaybehem is Matar Shrikos Dhamma. B'Shev Al-Tasar, for example, is Matar. But it can't be Matar B'Kumbe Essay, because there's two V'Chaybehem. There's my V'Chaybehem and there's his V'Chaybehem. And my V'chaibahem says go forward, and his V'chaibahem says stay back. So Mimela, Shevel Tassi, don't do anything. So we want to learn after we did a Gilei Arayos. A Gilei Arayos, it's totally different. A Gilei Arayos, it's there's no two V'chaibahem. There's a V'chaibahem versus the Chaim Raver of Gilei Arayos. There already, what we're trying to learn out is that the Chaimer HaVera of Gilei Arayos is not nidche b'fnei v'chaibe. So what sense does it make over there to mechal from the kum v'esei and the shevei al-tas? It's the same chara there. Gilei Arayos b'kum v'esei is more chomer than Gilei Arayos b'shevei al-tas. I don't see that by shichas domim. There's no mocha by shichas domim that shichas domim v'kum v'esei is more chomer than shichas domim v'shevei al-tas. It's the same chomer there of shichas domim. But I have two opposing v'chaibem, so I can't move because I'm immobilized between these two fields, opposite fields, force fields of two v'chaibems, and now I can't move. I'm like, I'm trapped. I can't go forward. I can't go back because v'chaibem tells me to go do opposite things. But the chaimer there, shichas domim, is not chaluk whether it's kumbi yesi or it's shevi al-tasa. So how does it make sense when I learn out from there to Gilei Arayos that by Gilei Arayos, v'chaibem is matir Gilei Arayos v'shevi al-tasa, but it's not matir Gilei Arayos v'kumbi yesi? If the chaibem is strong enough to be matir Gilei Arayos v'shevi al-tasa, why shouldn't it be matir Gilei Arayos v'kumbi yesi? Who says it's not a different chaimer there? It's the same chaimer aver, b'kum v'esir b'shev al-tasa l'chaim. So the whole limit over here, this whole structure that Gilei Arayos will have Shichas Domim, and therefore just like over there I'm at a standstill, so here I'm at a standstill. I'm at a standstill by Shichas Domim because I'm stuck between two v'chaibahems, but not because of the chaimer aver. The chaimer aver Shichas Domim would be, the chaibahem might be much stronger than the chaimer aver Shichas Domim. But I have two v'chaibahems. One v'chaibahem overrides Shichas Domim, and one v'chaibahem supports the Yisr Shichas Domim. So now I'm stuck because of the two v'chaibahems. But there's no lima by Shichas Domim that Shichas Domim is equal to V'chaibahem. By Gilei Arayos, we seem to be saying that somehow Gilei Arayos, when you have a choice between V'chaibahem and Gilei Arayos, so there you're also stuck. Like the Chaimer of Gilei Arayos is exactly equal to the Chaimer of V'chaibahem, so Shevi Al-Tas. Where do I see it? I don't see that by Shichas Domim. So this is altogether very, very strange, this leap. If this is the way you're explaining Shichas Domim, then it's very hard, even though it's a Pasuk. Right? It's a Pasuk. But it's very hard to understand what exactly happens in this pasuk when I go from Shichas Domim to Gilei Arayos. The whole thing changes. What it means by Shichas Domim is totally different than what it means by Gilei Arayos. Maybe that's how it is. That's the Zeis HaKosov. But it's very strange. It's not at all really. It's not really similar to Shichas Domim. That's Torah number one. Torah number two. This kasha I never saw anywhere, but bothered me a lot. The chaybehem, the pshutoi, is not a loisusay in Torah. You don't violate the chaybehem. The chaybehem is a matir. Every soon, the mokum v'chaybehem, elam mitzvah, so shiach loisusay in the chaybehem, the mokum v'chaybehem, you're allowed to do others. It's a matir in an aver. So here I have an aver of a sicha. And I have, let's call it a suffix or you know, equal opposite forces. I have a we'll call it a suffix just for convenience's sake. I have a suffix, maybe it's like a suffix, but I have a suffix if I have a matir. So Tosha says, okay, shevel tasa. Can't do kumbase, shevel tasa. So I don't get it. When you have a Vada Issa and a Suffolk Matir, so what's the rule? You have a Vada Issa there, I stay with a Suffolk Matir. You say Kshayb Al Khasa. You say Sveka there, I stay with a Khumar. There's a Vada Issa and there's a Suffolk Matir. The operative rule is not Kshayb Al Khasa, although the operative rule is Sveka there, I stay with a Khumar. So I should be Machmir and not be with Sikh at all, not even with Kshayb Al Khasa. Taisha Kilo sounds like Taisha saying that, if you're going to. Taisha, you're allowed to let yourself. He's allowed to let himself be thrown on the tina, because that's a shevi al tasa. It's only with sicha b'shevi al tasa. So he's allowed to do it because his v'chayim is just as good as the other person's v'chayim. I don't understand. When he lets himself be thrown on the tina, did he violate the shitzuch? Obviously he did. Otherwise, the whole Taisha doesn't make any sense. Obviously, Taisha assumes that's called a violation. It's a violation of shevi al tasa. B'shevi al tasa. But it's a violation of the shitzuch. Chaim asks, why is it even leisirtzach? Okay, Chaznish says it is leisirtzach. It's mukhach and Taisus that it's leisirtzach. That's not parenthetical. Chaim asks and Taisus let himself wisely letting himself be thrown in tinnik leisirtzach at all. Taisus says it's leisirtzach with shevi al tasa. In fact, Chaim, why is it leisirtzach? So Chaim says, yeah, Taisus means, but if it would be leisirtzach, it would be leisirtzach with shevi al tasa. Hypothetical. Chaznish says he doesn't see what the problem is. That's called leisirtzach. If somebody stands on the roof, knows there's a roof mitzvah that's going to throw him off the roof and land on a tinnik, that's leisirtzach. It's lishitzuch, b'shevi al tasa, but it's still lishitzuch. Anyway, it's mukhlin taisus and it's lishitzuch. Either really or theoretically, it's lishitzuch. So there's a violation of lishitzuch. But he's allowed to do it. Taisus, he's allowed to do it. Why is he allowed to do it? Because since he has a v'chay b'hem too, so shevi al tasa. So I don't get it. He has a v'chay b'hem. His v'chay b'hem is saying, is maybe matir this lishitzuch. And the other person's v'chay b'hem is maybe not matir lishitzuch. No, so he should have an issur of lishitzuch. If he'll let himself be thrown in the tina, he's for sure going to violate lishitzuch. What do you say? But he's going to violate his own v'chaimim? There's no lav in the Torah v'chaimim. There's no aver of v'chaimim. Chaimim is a... if there'll be some lav in the Torah equal to of v'chaimim, if it was some lav, v'chaimim, a lav, so then I could say, if he's going to let himself be thrown in the Tinoik, so he's going to violate the Isser of his own v'chaimim. If he's not going to let himself be thrown, he's going to violate the Isser of the other person's v'chaimim. So he has a choice between two Isserim, his Isser, the other person's Isser. So Shev al Tasa Odof, whatever way he does, whichever way he goes, like the Moshe in Rosh Hashanah, Kisha, if you're gonna Nasata of Art Albal Taisin, Shaloi Nasata of Art Albal, sometimes a Domim, you have Matan Domim that were of Matan Dalad, that were Zara of Matan Echor, the Moshe said, what are you gonna do if you're gonna put Matan Dalad so Art of Bibal, you're gonna be able to Bal Taisin? And if you're not gonna only put Matan Aleph, Matan Achas, you're gonna violate Bal Tikkun. So I said, well, Shev al Tasa Odof. Better to violate an Isser v'Shevi al Tasa than to violate an Isser v'Kumbi Yaseh. So if a Chayvim was some kind of Isser, I would understand. If you're going to let yourself be thrown on the Tinoik, you're going to violate his v'Chayvim v'Shevi al Tasa. If you're going to fight back, you're going to violate your v'Chayvim v'Kumbi Yaseh v'Shevi al Tasa Odif. So then I could sort of hear it. And even then I don't hear it so much because you're also violating the Shitzach, so it's two against one. So, but at least I could hear the idea of Shevi al Tasa Odif. But v'chayim is not a lab, it's not even an essay. V'chayim is a matir. And if you have a v'chayim that's neutralized by the other person's v'chayim, so it's a suffix matir. So I have a vadi isle that's with a suffix matir. A vadi isle with a suffix matir should be shveka derais l'chumah. He should have vada, not allow himself to be thrown in the tina. He should fight back with all of his might and main, not to violate l'sirtzach, because he only has a suffix matir and he has a vadi isle.
Doesn't the Rambam say the Moshe that by mitzvahs that are Yavar Val Yehar, if a person is Yavar Val Yavar, does what he's not supposed to do, so he's Mitzchayv and Ashur, that's doing the wrong thing, how do I do that? You can't misapply the Chayv, man.
It's not
violating,
the Chayv is violating
Chayv. So, Ma'abed, I'm a person not allowed to kill himself. If the right thing to do is to live.
So, he writes the essay, maybe, of Shvat Amayit is Ma'ashur Sechem. Let's say he violated an essay. And the Rambam says, raise him Mitzchayv and Ashur. Mitzchayv and Ashur doesn't mean we're going to kill him. Mitzchayv and Ashur means his own fault for getting killed. So fine, so Harizim is Chayim and Nashu. So maybe he'll violate some mitzvah's essay. No, it's not even true. There, since he's not supposed to get killed, there since he's not supposed to be Maisa Nefesh, so he went and for no reason at all, it was Maisa Nefesh, Harizim is Chayim and Nashu. Here he has a body, there's an Isser of Leis Yitzchak, with a Sofik Matir. He's not letting himself get killed for nothing. He's letting himself get killed rather than violate a Sofik Isser of Leis Yitzchak. It's a Sofik, it's a body Isser with the, I mean, a body Isser with the Sofik Matir. Anyway, that's the second question. Come back to all this tomorrow. That's the second question. Okay, the first question was, what's the comparison to Gilui Arayos? It doesn't seem to be commensurate. Second question is, the whole thing is hard to understand. What does that feel Shev al Tasa? It's a Vade, it's a Sofik Matir. And then Rav Chaim has a kasha. Rav Chaim has a kasha. This I'm not sure I'm going to address tomorrow or not, but Stam, you should know Chaim has a kasha. Chaim asks from a Gemara, famous Gemara, why is a case like this? Two people going in the desert. We had Echad and Kitin Shalmai. They have one canteen. One of them has a canteen. If he'll share the canteen, they're both going to die. If he'll keep the canteen, then he'll live. The friend will die. If the other way around, then the friend will live. He'll die. So what are they supposed to do? So what did the Chacham say? You know what he was?
Abitur.
That they have to share the canteen. They should share the canteen. And Rabbi Kiva said, "No chayecha kaidim." And Rabbi Shua Atzva, Rabbi Kiva, the Darsh chayecha kaidim. The chayecha imu chayecha kaidim. Act of Chaim. So Rabbi Kiva has a special drosh of that. By the Samer Adam Yechad is chayecha kaidim. Let's take Rabbi Kiva out of the picture. Let's talk about the Torah. So he doesn't have the special drosh of a chayecha imu chayecha kaidim. So here we have. So now what's going on over here? We have an Isser of Lissamad Adam Yechad. Samad Amri Yecha says he has to share the canteen with his friend. Or maybe he says give the whole canteen to his friend, except that his friend will give it back to him, so the canteen. So the Samad Amri Yecha says share the canteen. On the other hand, there's V'chai Behem. His V'chai Behem says that Bikuch Nefesh, he should violate Samad Amri Yecha, keep the canteen. That's V'chai Behem. On the other hand, what does his friend's V'chai Behem say? That he should l'samar adam reyecha. That the friends also v'chay b'hem. So my choses. So that already that v'chay b'hem says that he should share the canteen. So I have a conflict to v'chay b'hem. His v'chay b'hem says, and we don't know which one is bigger. Maybe my choses. His v'chay b'hem says keep the canteen. Bikuch nefesh is doichel l'samar adam reyecha. The other friend's v'chay b'hem says no. I'm also a nefesh. You have to be l'samar adam reyecha. We have to share the canteen. So what should be the rule? If you have a conflict between two, you have an Isser and you have a conflict between two Bechaibahs. According to Tosis, what's the rule? Sheva El Tasa. What would be the Sheva El Tasa? Keep the canteen. So why does Ben Petura say that they have to share the canteen? And for that matter, why does Rabbi Kiva need a drosh of Chayecha Kaidman? On the grounds of my choses, they should split. They should be able to keep the canteen. So, and because of this kasha, Rav Chaim says that the Rambam rejected Taisus, and the Rambam holds that there's no that even Shevi Al Tasa is a Yarg Goyal. Kilo, basically, Rav Chaim from this kasha is Machiach, that he doesn't quote Taisus, but this is somewhat strange. He says he's Machiach, not like Taisus. That it's not as that you don't see Shevi coming. You don't see it. We're not Machal. It's B'mokim Ibud Nefesh. There's no Heter V'Chaim at all. By the way, that's what it says in Rashi. I don't know if we stress this. Taisus is not like Rashi. Rashi, when he explains the Shichas Domim, Miyemir Domim Do Chomet Shom Chomet Fei, Rashi and Amaral was Marech that B'mokam Ibu Nefesh there's no Heter V'Chai B'Hem at all. Mel, you revert to the Yisrael L'Yisritzuch, because the whole idea of V'Chai B'Hem is Yikar B'Ein of Nefesh Yisrael, but the other fellow is also Nefesh Yisrael. So here the Heter V'Chai B'Hem has nothing to say. So you revert to the Yisrael L'Yisritzuch. That's what it says in Rashi. That's B'Feresh not like Taisus. Right, Rashi and Amaral. Chayes v'dayik, that's what the Rambam is also. Svaru. Ikatati, even the Shama. Ikatati is even the Shama, v'aveiro. The calculus is, there's Ibn the Shama plus an aveiro versus just Ibn the Shama. So it's like this. The whole reason why the Torah said V'chai B'Hem is because Yikar B'Ein of Nishmas Yisrael. V'Ocha Gabi Reseach came in Seif Ibn Neshama. One way or another, it's Ibn Neshama anyway. So Lo Mehimutu Lavar. So how do you allow to do this Yisrael? M'yadei Shinashi Chavil Yaisi Yaisim Nefesh Chaveroi. Hilkach Dvar Amokam L'Nitin L'Tchis. Shmoyis in Rashi is that the V'chai B'Hem cancel out and you abide with L'Yis Yitzchak. Dvar Amokam L'Nitin L'Tchis. There's an Yisrael L'Yis Yitzchak. The Chai B'Hem doesn't apply over here because he's also a Nefesh. That's what Chaim wants to make clear from that Gemara about the Shnayim Shoyim Malchim and Dech. That Shoyim Malchim and Dech. That the v'chayvim cancels out. The mokum ibud nefesh, there's no v'chayvim at all. So all you have is the Yisrael Yitzchak. So al derech is over there. You have the two people, they both have a v'chayvim. So v'chayvim is not a factor. So all you have is the mitzvah of l'samer al damer yecha. L'samer al damer yecha says you have to share the canteen. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, no, there's a new din of v'chayecha kodmah. By l'samer al damer yecha, there's a new din of v'chayecha kodmah, which is only by l'samer al damer yecha, not by l'sisach. But it's not like Tesis. But Kitzur, it's a machlekes Rashi and the Ram. Rav Chaim's dying on the Ram. Rashi seems to be very medrash this way. It's a machlekes between Rashi and let's say the Ram on the one hand, and Tesis on the other. And Rashi is medrash that the way that idea of miyem edom idoch sumak tvei means b'mokum and aver of ibud nefesh v'chayvem has nothing to say because your nefesh in Yisrael is also nefesh in Yisrael. So you can't come from the point of view of Yekar Bein of Nishmas Yisrael. His neshama is not less than your neshama. So the chayim is irrelevant. So what if the chayim is irrelevant? So it cancels out. So what do you have? L'shitzuch. If that's the way it works, then it's irrelevant whether it's kumbiyase or whether it's shevi al tas. Taisus holds the chayim don't cancel out. Both the chayim are here, but both the chayim are pushing him in opposite direction. One chayim is saying save yourself. One chayim is saying save the other guy. So therefore, shevi al tas odif. That's the way what it says in Taisus. Yeah, the passion of Hamas, share all the kashas that we asked before. Doesn't not solve any questions. Just what's going on here. It's a basic machaikas is shayman. Rashi and Taisus, what's pshat in my chodas? Rashi Shita is, Rav Chaim says, that's the Ram Shita. That v'chaibem, the two v'chaibem is destroy each other. V'chaibem self destructs. I'm a nefesh, he's a nefesh, v'chaibem can't say anything. The mele, dvar mokum, l'nit and l'itchais, all you have is l'sitzuch. So fine, then we're fine. Taisus no, the two v'chayimers don't cancel out. They continue to speak in conflicting voices. One v'chayim says do the aver, the other v'chayim says don't do the aver. So v'shevi al tasa, he's allowed to do the aver. V'kum v'yaseh, he's not. And we never learn after Gilei Raya's. Yeah, come, we have all these problems. Like Gilei Raya's, the chayim totally not doing. Number one, number two, chayim is not an iser. V'chayim is a matir. So I have a vad isle sitzah with a suffic matir. So say good advice to the chumah. And number three, what about the gemara about the canteen? Why do they split the canteen? And even Rabbi Kiva is only chayil because he has a drasha. But otherwise, they would split the canteen. Why do they split the canteen? There's two b'chaybehems over here. The two b'chaybehems. One b'chaybehem says keep the canteen. The other b'chaybehem says give up the canteen. No, shevi al tasa odif, keep the canteen. B'chaybehem's gosh. Okay.